Why do you love creating images so much, and what does the human body mean to you?
Wow, that's a big question. I will start with the body. The body is really important to me because I think that it's our connection with reality, and it's the only way that we can connect with reality and things around us, people, and so it's an amazing way to discover things around us with the senses and with all the feelings, the emotions. So the body is so much more than just the mechanic. It's so much more than just the outside. It changes all the time. And from my work as a model, I'm really exploring the body in, I try to explore the body in all its dimensions. And since I've been modeling the last more or less 10 years, I keep on learning all the time, and it's fascinating. It's really fascinating on different levels. And I think the body is very connected to an image, the image of yourself, the image of others, and how you project image, how people perceive you. So when you explore the body, it's kind of completely an exploration of the image that we project on the world. And so it's I like to create images, but much more I like to explore images. I like to explore and push to the limits what we can do, and how you present yourself, and how you put yourself in danger, how you go to the limit of vulnerability, I guess. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
As far as like influences go, like just the way you view the human body, because you did study in college anthropology of the body and anthropology of religion. How did that kind of just affect the way you view the body, and what was like ultimately what was your takeaway from studying both anthropology of the human body and anthropology of religion?
I think that anthropology was very useful for me in a sense that I mean, at first, I want to mention that when I started being a model, or I never planned on being a full-time model or a professional model. I just needed to kind of pay my studies. And because I come from an artistic family, for me, it just get in the way, like it was something I could do because my grandfather is a and sculpture, my grandmother is a painter, my dad is an actor, and I have musicians and dancers in my family. So for me, just working with my body was kind of something obvious and something I wanted to do. And then I was doing my studies on the side, and at some point I realized that I could mix the two of them, and that my anthropology was actually very much influencing the way I was working because of the reflection. When you're an anthropologist, you have to take a step back and take all the informations you have and analyze them. And so I became my own subject of study. And it's why I also got very interested in the body and in the modeling field, because when you're an anthropologist, the main thing is to understand all your bias, all your prejudices, because you have your own culture, so you think that you view everything through your own culture. So if you're used to one way of acting with your body toward the world, you will think that it's the only way that it's supposed to be. But when you go to India, when you go to Africa, I mean, it's stunning to see how people act completely differently. They have a complete different relationship to their body. So everything we have is kind of conditioned by our culture, and I love the fact that exploring that, I would take a step back and actually start completely get into my own everything that was culturally in my body. I mean, sexually talking, the way you look at a woman body in our culture today is I mean, Western culture and modern culture it's completely different than when you go to. I studied India a lot, Indian culture, and I'm a bit of specialized in Indian culture. So for me, it's my main reference because it's so different. So yeah, anthropology definitely influenced a lot my work as a model, I think, and it's why today I teach and I use anthropology a lot to teach about how to move. But also how to reflect and how to reflect about you, who you are, with what you come. Nobody's neutral, and the photographer as well is not neutral. The image he's looking for, does he has real reflection on it, or is it just that he's projecting just from all the unconscious images that he gets from the society today?
With your work, you've talked about the fact that you've talked about the fact that it allows you to explore movement and emotion and how the two connect together, especially because you've also brought the fact that when it comes to your work, you like emotions to fuel your work and to whatever you're feeling at the time, that's what you want to try to express with your work. How do you find that movement allows you to communicate your emotions effectively? Like, especially if you're really trying to convey a certain emotion and get that point across just using images.
You know, I started being random model in a sense that I just wanted to be pretty and just do photos and be paid for that, honestly. And then with time and reflection and everything, I realized that that first I love my job, and also that for me, a photo is empty because I did it. I can say because I did it. A photo is empty if there is no emotion, if you're not talking about it, there's no story. So the story is the emotion. It's very much like an acting work in that sense. And it's why for me, art modeling is a lot about the emotion. It's a lot about the emotion is in the body. I mean, it's I teach yoga and I work a lot with that as well. And when I work with my students, it's stunning just to even my model students. It's really amazing and fascinating to look at the different bodies, and how bodies reflect people's emotions and things that happen in their life, if they've had abuses or if they have reactions for anything that happened to them. Like everything is like written in the body. So the body is the emotion. I mean, when you live, when you move, you just talk about yourself. You just talk about all your life experience. If you know how to look at the body, if you know how to see, then you just see emotion. You just it, the body is like the map of the emotional map of the person. So you cannot disconnect both. And when I realized that, I started using it even more, like a caricature, kind of. I don't know if it's the right word, but using like emphasizing it. And my interest was mainly on where is the emotion in my body? If I want to express fear or sadness, where is it? Where do I feel it when I do it? I get into the skin of the character who's in pain or sad, and where do I feel it? Is it in my chest? Is it in my fingers? Is it in my legs? And how do I move? Which movements comes to me? And so it's just an exploration. I mean, I do it very intuitively, so sometimes I don't know where I'm going, but I'm just very curious about how it works. Everything I do is right for my body, but with someone else it would be completely different. And that is amazing because each body is different. We're all completely different. When I teach when I work with my models, my students, I always tell them, like, don't copy me or don't copy anyone. just feel, just come back to that. You're not an image, you're not something. Don't look at yourself from the outside. Just get rid of the image. Just go into the movement. Just go into what you feel. And then the movement will follow just by itself, just naturally.
Ideally, how much input do you like to have on like your photo shoots? Because you have brought up the fact that, I mean, you're not like a plastic fashion model, you're not a mannequin, you actually like to contribute to the shoots that you're a part of.
I'm very flexible. It really depends on the photographer and I'm working with. When I do my self-portraits, of course, it's just about my ideas. When I do a collaboration with an artist who's very artistic, then it's really a collaboration and we do it really together and we mixes our words. When it's photographer who's a beginner in and then I try to understand what he wants. I always try to, I never want to impose anything to anyone. So I always try to be like a chameleon. Like I get into the skin of the person, try to understand what the photographer or the artist wants, what he feels, what how he viewed the reality, and then I try to express that. And when I have an artist he knows exactly what he wants, and he says, "Well, I want you as a model because you fit for my project like perfectly, and this is exactly what I want," and he knows what he wants. Then I'm just like, I just interpret what I see from his project, and so it really depends. I'm very flexible. I'm very, very flexible. It really depends on the person. But if there's something I don't like, I won't do it. If there is photographer or an artist coming with a project and I don't feel it because I'm not able to do it because I don't do everything, so I'll just tell honestly, like I'm not fit for that work, so I don't want to do it.
For example, like, I mean, when you're working with a photographer, do you feel they're bringing something out of you that you can on your own? And when you look at your images, like when you look back on images that you've taken, do you see yourself or do you see somebody else portrayed in those images?
That's an interesting question. It really depends. Most of the time, I see someone else. I judge my images from the outside. And sometimes I can't. Sometimes I can't. I know that sometimes there is images I don't like. And it's just because it's hard looking at myself because we all have expressions of us that we don't like. But that I know the feelings, so when I feel that it's getting personal and that I cannot be objective, then I just don't look at it and I just say to the photographer, like, I can judge that image. I'm sure it's if you picked it, it's good, but I can judge that.
I mean, talking about some of your images, because there's one image that you did post that I'm just curious about. Like, I couldn't find which photographer shot it, so I do apologize. It might have been a self-portrait, but I just wanted to know, like, what kind of inspired the image. It's one where you're kind of dressed like a nun and there's like a cross on your chest.
Yeah, this one was self-portrait.
I was just wondering what kind of, like, what you were feeling at the time and why you chose that type of imagery.
Sometimes I really have random ideas. It's really exploration. For this one, actually, was my first. Well, it was my first time trying to do self-portrait. It was really like the first one, and actually not a very good image. But when I do my self-portraits, most of the time it's just in a moment. I see a fabric, I see a color, I see an object, I see the light, and then I'm like, okay, I should do this, I should do that, and I just do it. But I, and it's then afterwards that I realized that, oh, okay, that fits with that story. That makes a connection with that painting, or that makes, but it's really rare that I have the story before. I feel the line when I work. I feel intuitively that it makes sense, but I cannot explain it. Usually I explain it after. And why this time I just put it across my chest and I dressed up like a nun, I have no idea. It was just the fabric were here and I love the color and the light was beautiful. And I thought, okay, I have to put everything together and do something.
There's another image that you did where I'm just a little bit curious about how you guys shot it. It's one where you're like, it looks kind of like you're floating and you're covered like in powder and you have butterflies on you.
Oh, that one, yeah. Well, that was with Damien Siqueiros, who's an amazing photographer and specialized in dance photography, and he's actually my partner in the studio where I do my shoots and everything. And that image was actually for a dance festival, and they hired him to do those photos, and we kind of the butterflies were his ID, the powder as well. I had like clay, white clay all over my body, so that I came with. Yeah, that was for a series for him, so I was more like interpreting his ID and putting a bit of my IDs as well, but at the same, I mean, with that photographer, for example, with Damien, we have a very good connection. We did a lot of photo shoots together, and so he's the kind of person with whom it's very, when we start working together, it's like we're in a bubble and we're the same person. Yeah, it's really the kind of person with whom I don't have a lot of photographer with whom I can do that, but some of them, like I have three, maybe three, not more, that I feel that we're so connected that it just goes by itself, and we're just in the same level when we work and we create amazing images.
There's another set that you did that I like a lot, and I just really like it, just the way it makes like the body look. It's called Black Knight, and that's another one I was just a little bit curious about, like how you guys shot it. It looks so different from what I'm seeing from other photos that I've seen before, and there's such a emphasis just on like the human form in it that I like a lot.
What is the title again?
Black Knight, and I think the photographer is Eric Kellerman, but I might be wrong about that.
Oh my God, that's old photos. Yes, absolutely. That was in Netherlands, and Eric is a very nice man. Yeah, it was just the light in the studio. It was studio light and oil in the body. And yeah, but it was a long time ago, and my body at that time was completely different, and I was modeling differently also.
Where would you say your style right now is as a model? And do you even like that term? Like, I mean, do you even consider yourself a model, or do you, because I've talked to other models who they don't even kind of consider themselves a model, or they don't like that, just that definition of a model.
I think definitions are important because we need definitions in the society where we live, but I don't believe in definitions so much. Sometimes I am a model, definitely. Sometimes I'm a photographer. Sometimes I'm just an artist. Sometimes I'm an anthropologist. Sometimes I'm a teacher. Sometimes I'm a student. Sometimes I'm, you know, I don't know. I consider myself, I would say, like as an artistic model, not a fashion model, because for me it's very different. The way we work is very different. Yeah, sometimes I can say I'm a model because some artists, photographers, they hire me because I'm a model and they want me as the model. Some other wants me as a teacher. Sometimes they want me as the artist. Sometimes they want me as the anthropologist when I help them work on their projects and build up their ideas. So, yeah, it depends.
What kind of responsibility do you feel towards your students as a teacher?
Never put anything on them, never stuck them into something, never pressure them, never put ideas on them. My emphasis is I don't teach them something. I just show them the way how to explore. Everybody can explore, everybody can feel. So for me, the most important thing is when someone feel. When someone, I'm practicing with someone, and last time I was practicing, we were doing some exercises in the class with a girl and a student, and we were doing duo exercises. So we were interacting together, and she was stuck, her body was stuck, and I just said, well, just feel and just follow the movement. And then suddenly she clicked and she completely got it. And she started just feeling the movement. She was not trying to feel something. She was not trying anymore to be something. She was just being in the moment and just feeling. And for me, that's the most important thing. Yeah, so for me, I think I did my job when someone feel. When someone stop pretending, but when someone feel. Yeah, and I think about the compliment, something come to me. It's not really a compliment, but one day I was posting on Facebook, or yeah, that was on Facebook, self-portrait photo, and then an artist said, well, very good job to you both. The photographer did an amazing job, and the model did amazing poses and catch the emotion. And the person thought that I was that Philactère was the model, and that my real name was Mariette, was actually the photographer. And the person didn't realize that I was the same person, that Mariette and Philactère were actually the same person, and he thought we were different. And so it's for me it was kind of amazing, because I'm so much playing on double. I mean, it came like that. I have like two faces or multiple faces, so to the point that someone thought that we were different persons. So that was very funny, and that was a compliment, because I've been complimented at the same time as a photographer and as a model. So that was really funny.
I mean, since you express yourself in so many different art forms, is there any particular one that you favor over the others? And like, how much longer do you see yourself modeling for? Or do you think it's something you'll always be doing?
I have no idea, honestly. I don't know. I don't know. And but the art form, for me, it's all the same. Different forms, but it's all the same. I don't know. I don't know. I make no difference, and I don't know how long I'll be modeling for, and I just go with the flow.
If you could only retain one of your five senses, which sense would you retain and why?
I think it would be touch. It would be touch, because I love touching, and when I move, when I model, or when I perform, when I move, I just touch the air or anything with my body and with my hands and with my wish. At some point, when you work with sensitiveness, anything becomes touch anywhere in your body. It's not just your hands, it's like everywhere. And anything can be touched, and you can touch anything, and you can be touched by anything, including the air, including any surface. And you use that to just move, and it's like a rhythm, it's like music, it's like playing music with the body. I don't know. So I think it would be touch.
For people interested in your work or would like to learn more about you, where can they go?
The best way would be to go on Tumblr, on my Tumblr website, I mean blog, where I post more or less all the new series of my photos that I do or that I receive from photographers. There's also some information about me. I'm also connected on Model Mayhem. And there's Facebook, of course, which is very useful to get news at the moment. And my atelier Philactère, which is my website for my atelier where I give workshops and agency and things like that. So I can be reachable through all those platforms.
And before we go, is there anybody you'd like to thank who's either supported you throughout your career or who has been instrumental to your career?
A lot of people have been important in my career, but my parents are really amazing people. I have to say that because I hear a lot of stories with models and their parents don't agree with what they do, and my parents are completely amazing for that. They completely push me and want me to do what I do. And I would say, like in the moments, Julie is one of the most important person in my life. She pushes me a lot, and she put like literally she put the camera between my hands. She gave me her camera, and she said, "Now you do self-portraits." So thanks to her, she really pushed me. And Damien and my partner at my studio, Liliana and Matteo, was really important as well. So I'm lucky that I have amazing people in my life.
Thanks a lot for the interview, miss. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks to you.
Well, no, you make great work, and you're just one of my favorite artists. Just thanks.
Thanks to you. Thank you very much.